Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Wow, was that awesome last night?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't matter who was in net.
It's the who's mining the net is not a story anymore.
Well,
it's not a story anymore.
Youth was served last night, and how about the story of Brandon Carlo? Doesn't it feel like Fourier as we get rolling with our 20 plus minutes of uninterrupted sports talk to start Gretchen Fourier here on WEEI? Doesn't it feel like it would be the it's like, ladies and gentlemen, on the Hallmark Channel tonight, the story of a man who had a baby born during the day and then lived his dream of playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and he scored a goal on the day his baby was brought in the world. Tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
It is.
The Carlo story.
Is. It's pretty cool, though.
It is pretty dope.
Is. Like, when you think about it, like, you have that. So I think the baby was born, like, I don't know, super early, right? Because they never really want to come between 9 and 5. That's the thing with babies. They're jerks that way. They don't want to show up during 9 to 5. They want to show up in the middle of the night when nobody's around and everybody's tired.
Stupid babies.
Stupid babies. They're just so – they could care less about you and your time and what's important to you. So then he hops on a jet. Private jet, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
All right, which is first class all the way, which is a great way to fly to Florida. Gets off, and he gets a third goal, which I would think – what I would say would be – I don't say the most important goal, but that third goal after the quick response in the second period, it's like, wow, there's like 20 seconds left. I mean, you can just see that they were so pissed off and angry about the, just, you know, the fact that they let that one get through, and they go into intermission before the third period with that hanging over their head. To me, I mean, I don't know, you tell me. Like, as far as moments go, most impactful, best responses – like, that one was pretty big.
Well, it's a couple of things. It's clearly 2-1, but the Carlo goal to make it 3-1, coming at the end of the period the way it did, that's just a killer for Florida, where you're thinking, all right, maybe we survive this second period. Nope, you bury the other goal, you go up 3-1, you carry more momentum going in, and everybody on the Bruins knew sort of how important that goal not only was to them as a team, but I think more importantly, kind of more important to Brandon Carlo within the context of life, you know, to be able to say to the, yeah, he's going to have that puck forever, and it'll be kid born, scored goal, those things, you know, it's going to be in his house forever. It's such a cool, but when you think about what it did, it buried Florida last night.
No, yeah, because think
that
about
was
it.
The
if you went in,
in the heart.
If you went in 2-1, you're like, all right, we'll attack, we'll rush them like early, right when the puck drops.
If
the
you're
third,
Florida, you
you're
go
like,
in
that's
2-1.
Manageable.
You think you've survived?
Yeah, now, yeah, you thought you survived.
Woo, 3-1,
dodged a bullet.
No,
it's a little
no.
bit tougher.
Now you're mortally wounded.
What do you think about the first period overall?
I was a little surprised that Florida didn't pack it in more against the Bruins. And we'll talk bees with you at 617-779-7937. Now's your chance to jump in and talk about what you saw last night. I thought Florida would take advantage of sort of the blueprint that Toronto showed, which was more of the pack it in, make it difficult. I was surprised that it was as up and down as it was and that the Bruins were finding the space that they were. You know, a lot of not end-to-end passes, but more of the, you know, passing it across the crease type stuff where they were able to create some different angles in terms of getting some shots on goal in the first period that Toronto didn't allow.
See, I looked at it as, first of all, I thought Bobrovsky was, like, drunk in the first period. I thought he was legitimately drunk. And it's not like I have a keen hockey eye. You know, I'm an insider, so usually breaking news.
But you do have a keen eye for booze.
Yeah, and he looked, like, sloppy. It's like
get out of my office, Bobrovsky. Take the rest of the day off.
Yeah, he was. It just looked like they obviously looked like they hadn't played in a week, especially in that. And same with Bobrovsky. He looked a couple issues. I was like, where is he going? Not that I was like, you know, I was like worried for him, but I was like, oh, geez, what is this guy doing? He made the same weird puck management issue twice in the first period. I was like, it's going to be one of those games. They're going to give a bunch of easy ones. Well, bam, they score first. You're like, great, damn it. That's kind of what they were hoping
off for. Off a terrible turnover. Yeah. And then the Bruins' goal came off of was a bad turnover.
Quick response.
Well, each team made the mistake, and both teams made each other pay for it, which normally doesn't happen. Normally, it's kind of one or the other. You know, you have the turnover, you give up the goal, then they turn down and have a turnover, and it's like, nope, their guy ends up making the stop, or kind of vice versa. So those turnovers early, it was like, oh, well, that bit everybody in the butt. All right, let's get back to playing normal hockey. That was probably one of the quibbles you can take away, is that the Bruins still issues with handling the puck, getting that zone entry, all of that. I thought they were better in the neutral zone this time out than last time against Toronto. But look, when you win 5-1, the pressure's off. You kind of, you know, you breathe easily, and you cannot ignore the fact that this is now 5-0 this year against this Panthers team, and now 1-0 in the postseason.
And I did not. I thought it was. I don't think I. Well, I feel like I underestimated how important the first series win, Game 7, was. Last second game winning goal by Pastrnak, because everybody, even guys on the team, even players on Florida, were talking about just how important that game was. How they're free now. It's almost like they're free of the history that came, you know, before them. It's like they're suddenly free to do whatever they want, and they're never going to be judged or made fun of or shamed. So they're playing loose, and they're playing carefree, and they're playing with effort. And, oh, yeah, their goalie is unbelievable.
Well, Swayman's 38 saves. It's three goals or fewer in each of their first eight postseason games for the third time in franchise history, following a pair of 12-game runs to start, which was 1999 and 1939. Can you explain that to me?
No, it's a lot. It's a lot. So
I know you threw this in here, and I'm like, I need this broken
so
down.
So when it comes down to NHL playoff history, yeah, when you look at the list of guys, teams, goalies that have played at that level, giving up two or less, he's like fifth in NHL history.
It's pretty wild.
It's like a ridiculous number.
So when does Ullmark play in game two?
No, that's my point. Like, so he is absolutely done, and I think he knows it, and I think he's okay with it, because he technically really has no choice. I mean, there's nothing he can do about it.
Well, if you listen to Jim Montgomery last night, what we're about to bring you, you would think that Swayman is definitely going to be in net for game two. Here's Monty after the game on the confidence level and how the Sway kind of saved him.
I thought our team, I think our confidence has gone to another level after pushing through the first round. And I think that that confidence makes you believe that you can. And it's a great place to be mentally. But like I said, we made a lot of mistakes. And if it's not for Jeremy Swayman, that would have been a lot closer game, and maybe they come out on top. Like, we didn't have enough scoring chances. Like, yeah, the score is not indicative of the way the game went.
It's pretty amazing when you hear Montgomery say in there, and I know we let in with the goalies, but when you hear him say, we didn't have enough chances, yet it felt like they had a million chances last night because of how tough Toronto made it on them in terms of getting pucks on net.
Yeah, the one thing that stood out to me is just, again, like, you know, admitting that the confidence is back and how big of a series that was and how important it was, and now they are riding on confidence.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I even heard some of the other players for Florida post-game saying the same thing. Because they were watching it. All they've been doing is sitting around, hanging around, watching
the series,
trying to figure out who they're going to play, probably hoping that Boston didn't win that series because it's almost like they created a monster. Now, listen, it's house money. We weren't supposed to get out of it. We were going to get coughed up again, and now we're stronger, more confident. You're getting all the secondary scoring. You're getting all these rookies and defensemen scoring and contributing early and late. I mean, it really is a really good kind of like combination that you got going on right now.
Last night was a great story, not only for Carlo, but because you had guys like Brazo and Lowry who were in there scoring. It was, in many ways, the rise of the Youngs. Like, that to me was the real great part of last night, is that it didn't have to just be about Marchand and Pasta and then your goaltending and playing defense. It turned into everybody contributing a little bit. And I know this is the way the Bruins are built. Both these teams are really good 5-on-5. But if the Bruins are going to have these kinds of nights to where everybody is going to have a chance to chip in, I think Brazo's been great since he's been jammed into the lineup. And I know for those of you watching on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you can watch us on Twitch or go to YouTube, type in WEEI, hit the live stream. The turnover the Pasta had where he almost scored the goal, I think that was in the first period, if I'm not mistaken. I thought the Bruins were active. And it's not that I'm not afraid of Florida. They can win this series. There's no question. But if the Bruins are going to get third and fourth line guys that are going to be putting the puck in the back of the net and defensemen that are going to jump in. This could end up being a quick series given the way Swayman played last night.
So even with this, I was thinking about going back to last year. You played Florida last year. You were up 3-1 on them, and you end up coughing it up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, because I just try to think of like, hey, what would the players be thinking about? Listen, no big deal, guys. We know this team is going to fold. We know they're going to like. We know they're going to choke. They have choke in their DNA. They won't be able to, you know, finish it right. And so being down 1-0, it's really no big deal. Nobody did, because they had chances even in the beginning of the third period.
But they
went nuts.
Stole back home ice for
you. I know. I love how they're stealing the game. It always cracks me up. Like, no, they flat out just took it away from them.
No. Stealing home ice back.
That's good. That's
important. Because the last change matters, which it very much does. Hockey Hardo would very much tell you that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.